Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here Tuesday, May the 11th, 2021, 17 minutes past the hour. And we're continuing on with our country trivia jamboree this morning. Now, don't forget today, let me get the times on this again very quickly here. Terry Klein sent us this message, and today there will be a mobile vaccine clinic 2 to 4 p.m. at the Marion County Coliseum. No appointment is necessary. They will be giving the one-shot Johnson & Johnson vaccine. You'll need to fill out a brief piece of paperwork, and then you'll get your shot. And it's all free, 2 to 4 p.m. today at the Marion County Coliseum. And we thank Terry Klein for that information. So absolutely free. The one-shot Johnson & Johnson vaccination, absolutely free, 2 to 4 p.m. today at the Marion County Coliseum, and no appointment is necessary. Now, we continue on with our trivia in hour number one. We got through the first 10 questions. We've got 10 more questions this hour. We had Lee, Ryan, Mary, Sharon, Ernie, Brenda, Jody, Pat, as our entries in hour number one. Let's see who we get in hour number two here, with 10 questions remaining on the big country music quiz. And remember, tomorrow morning we will pick a winner on this show. And we have three items here, and what will happen is I have the item picked out that I'm going to give away tomorrow. So I will pick a winner out of our correct answers today. And if you want the prize, you can have it. If you don't, we'll pick somebody else, and that's how this will all go. So here we are, back to our country music quiz here on WWGH Radio, to inform and entertain. All right, question number 11. Who rose to fame with their debut single, She's in Love with the Boy, in 1991? 740-383-9944. Who rose to fame with their debut single, She's in Love with the Boy, in 1991? 740-383-9944. That's the first question in this round of country music trivia. Now, it is interesting because I heard this song not too long ago, and I think this song might be on my iPod. It may be on my iPod when I go out and do my mile walk run every night. I think this is one of the songs. By the way, the geese that are on my walk every night have had their babies, so that's kind of interesting. All right, go ahead, caller.
Trisha Yearwood.
Trisha Yearwood. Boy, I'll tell you, that song played forever, did it not?
Yes, it did. It
still plays pretty good.
Yeah. Oh. I don't think she's on tour anymore.
Now, isn't she married to
Garth Brooks?
Garth Brooks, yeah, she's married. Yeah. To, now, she might be staying at home while, because he's out touring again, isn't he?
Well, she's got a cooking show on the Food Network.
Oh, does she?
Yeah, she's a good cook. Yeah.
Oh, now,
she's on Saturdays.
Now, is it like one of those Paula Deen type of cooking shows?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
So it's the really rich country like food.
Yes.
Oh, that's good.
She cooks good ordinary food. Yeah, she's good.
Well, that's good. I'm glad to hear that. Her career goes on, and can you believe 91 that she debuted? It's been that long. That'd be 30 years ago now.
I know. It's unreal, isn't it?
Oh, time just passes by. My goodness. What's your name?
Phyllis.
What's that?
Phyllis.
Phyllis, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Oh, doing well. It's a little chilly in here this morning. How'd Mother's Day go?
Rainy.
I know. Wasn't that a mess for Mother's Day?
Yeah, my kids came over and visited, which was nice, so.
Oh, good.
We stayed home. Nothing going on.
I don't think it was so much the pandemic this year. It seemed to be the weather was the problem.
It was cold.
Cold and dreary and just... But, the flowers sure flew off the shelf, that's for sure.
Yes. But I have a man that lives next door to me. He's a councilman, and he also has a flower shop. He raises flowers, and he's got beautiful baskets. And I think he sold out over the weekend. He was out Friday and Saturday, and I bought a couple from him, and they were really, really nice.
Well, that's what I kept hearing was that, that people were running out, and the grocery stores I don't think did run out, but they came pretty close to it by the time Sunday night was over.
Well, I heard on TV the other day that the reason there's a shortage is that the flowers grew so rapid, and there was no one to cultivate them because of the pandemic. So they turned everything under, and then it's going to start over. So probably by next year, we'll have flowers again.
Well, you know what's interesting? My yard this year, it's not so much that the grass is growing so quick, but I'm getting like those dandelion vines.
Yes.
Yeah, and it looks like the yard needs mowed, but the yard itself is not really, the grass is not growing at any great speed. It's just those little vines that keep coming up.
Well, we've got some vines. Larry's checked into it, and he'd have to tell you what it is, but it's terrible. It's not in the grass. It's in the flower beds, and you pull it, and it just goes from here to eternity.
Oh, it's a mess this year with that whole thing, and I don't know. You know, so many people started to put flowers out and things in the beginning of April, and then we had this cold snap. I don't know what's going to happen to this.
We don't do flowers until about Memorial Day, and he's got that huge garden, and he doesn't put it out until 1st of June.
Yeah, I think that's...
Just take a chance.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, this year it definitely would have been awful chancy.
Absolutely. Yes, most definitely.
Well, hey, thank you for calling.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Bye-bye. All right, Phyllis is in. The question was... Who rose to fame with their debut single, She's in Love with the Boy, 1991? That was Trisha Yearwood, and Phyllis got that one right. She's in the competition now. All right, question number 12 here. In the late 60s and early 70s, Dolly Parton had a regular spot on which country singer's weekly syndicated TV show? How about that? 740-383-9944. In the late 60s and early 70s, Dolly Parton had a regular spot on which country singer's weekly syndicated TV show? 740-383-9944. All right, Dolly Parton is making a appearance again here on our list, but this time not as an answer. She's part of the question here. This might be a bit of a difficult question. You'd have to go way back with old Dolly to get this one right. Now remember the question. In the late 60s and early 70s, Dolly Parton had a regular spot on which country singer's weekly syndicated television series? Go ahead, caller.
Porter Wagner.
Now, did you know that for sure?
Yes, I did. And as a matter of fact, that song that you were talking about earlier, I'll Always Love You.
Right.
That's who she wrote that song for.
She wrote it for Porter Wagner?
Mm-hmm. Because she wanted to branch out on her own when she was at the height of her career. And that just so happened to be when she was in contact with him on that show. And she asked him, and he was reluctant, but eventually he agreed to let her go so that she could... you know, branch out on her own and make her spread her wings and fly and make her own way, and that she wrote that song for him.
So who in the world was Porter Wagner that he had his own TV show?
Oh, he was the Cat's Meow back in the day.
Oh, was he?
Yeah, I mean, it was really popular.
You know, he owned a string of restaurants, I understand.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they sold Porterhouse steaks.
No,
there you go.
Are you here all day, Scott?
I'll be here all day today, entertaining Miriam. Porter Wagner. What? Who else in the world was ever named Porter?
A lot of people were named funny things back then.
Especially if I bet that's not his real name.
I don't know. I mean, back in the day, they had some doozies. Now, I just won on Nate Redmond's show last week, so I don't think I need a prize. I just want to play along.
You just wanted to show us that you had extreme knowledge when it came to Porter Wagner.
Yeah, there you go. My grandma loved him. I still remember those outfits that he would always wear that had, like, the late fringe or whatever on.
Now, what did he sing? Did he have a hit?
He probably had many. He was a pretty good singer. I'm like, a lot of people really liked him.
But he had his thumb on old Dolly.
Well, for a time, but then she wiggled free and made her own way.
She certainly did. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye. Porter Wagner was the answer to that particular question. All right, question number 13 here. Whose album, Not a Moment Too Soon, featuring the number one record of the same name, was the best-selling country music album of 1994? Well, now we're up into a little more current times here. How about that? Whose album, Not a Moment Too Soon, featuring the number one record of the same name, was the best-selling country music album of 1994? 740-383-9944. This whole question is very strange. Okay, whose album? Okay, that, I guess, would be the whole thing, Not a Moment Too Soon, featuring the number one record of the same name. Well, maybe that's a song. I guess number one record in 94? Okay. Well, 740-383-9944. That's how the question reads on the country music trivia bonanza here this morning. 740-383-9944. Well, if we can get Porter Wagner, I think we can probably get this question. Whose album, Not a Moment Too Soon, featuring the number one record of the same name, was the best-selling country music album of 1994? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Does anybody know the answer to this one? Question number 13 might be unlucky number 13 for some people, because this is a kind of a confusing question here. But I guess if you know Not a Moment Too Soon, then you could probably get this right. But kind of a bizarre question here on the morning show. Go ahead, caller. Nope, we lost that one. All right, you got a shot, because that caller went under the tide there. Give us a buzz, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, was that Tim McGraw?
Tim McGraw. Now, do you understand this question?
No, I don't.
Neither do I. But, you know, we'll go with it because it's here on the list. Well, Brenda, we got you down again. Thank you. All right, Brenda is in again with Tim McGraw today. So we got Brenda, Sarah, and Phyllis in this particular hour, added to our 10 winners from hour number one. Question number 14. There's Your Trouble, Cowboy Take Me Away, and Landslide were hit records for what country music group? Now, I did know this one. 740-383-9944. So after a couple hard ones, here's an easy one. There's Your Trouble, Cowboy Take Me Away, and Landslide were hit records for which country music group? 740-383-9944. And I have to say, I did know the answer for this one. And a matter of fact, Landslide and their version of Landslide, which I believe is a remake, is also on my iPod or little MP3 device that I take out when I walk, run the mile every night. When I'm out with the geese, who just had their babies. There's Your Trouble, Cowboy Take Me Away, and Landslide were hit records for which country music group? 740-383-9944. Does anybody know the answer to this question? See, I feel great right now because I did know the answer to this question. Don't forget, Adam the Computer Guy today, 2:10 to 3 p.m., and Voice of a People with Linda Sims, 4:10 to 5 p.m. Go ahead, caller.
Dixie Chicks.
Dixie Chicks, you have got it. Three big hits of theirs. What's your name?
Mark.
Mark. Well, Mark, you are in for the prize tomorrow. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mark is in with the Dixie Chicks. Absolutely. All right. Their version of Landslide is very, very good. Next question here, number 15. Tommy beats up Gatlin Brothers. Beats up the Gatlin Brothers? Okay. Tommy beats up the Gatlin Brothers after they assault his woman Becky in which Kenny Rogers hit song? I did not know Kenny Rogers did violent music like this. Tommy beats up the Gatlin Brothers after they assault his woman, Becky, in which Kenny Rogers hit song? 740-383-9944. Now, what a bizarre question that is. I've never heard any... The Gatlin Brothers? Tommy beats up the Gatlin Brothers. Well, I think we've all heard of the Gatlin Brothers. I don't know necessarily what they were singing or why they would assault Tommy's woman, Becky, in this Kenny Rogers hit. Go ahead, caller.
Coward of the County.
Coward of the County. You have got it right. Now, what is this all about?
Oh, gee.
Well, weren't the Gatlin Brothers, aren't they a singing group?
Yes.
So, but in this song, they get beat up.
Well, I don't remember exactly the Gatlin Brothers in that song, but it was about a... I think they assaulted his girlfriend, and they called him the coward, and he beat him up. It's been a long time since I've played that music.
Now, do you think that Kenny Rogers had a rift with the Gatlin Brothers?
No.
No. You think he just put him in there?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I got you down, Phyllis. That's interesting. I'd never heard of that one.
Don't put me down again. That's not fair.
Okay.
Okay.
No problem.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Bye-bye.
All right. Well, Coward of the County. Very interesting. All right. Let's go to question number 16 here. Which country legend died in a plane crash at the age of 30 on March 5th, 1963? How about that? Which country legend died in a plane crash at the age of 30 on March the 5th, 1963? A lot of tragedy in the music, country music world here. We got the Gatlin Brothers getting beat up in Coward of the County. We have Hank Williams dying at age 29 on his way to Ohio on New Year's Day. In 53? He was coming here. And 10 years later, on March the 5th, 1963, we had somebody dying at the age of 30 in a plane crash. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, on that question you just answered, I guess Tommy made a promise to somebody, you know, that he wouldn't fight. And then, you know, he eventually had to break the promise, you know, because that's the reason why he's called coward.
Well, I get that he
because,
didn't want to...
you know, people would give him a rough time, and, you know, he just wouldn't, you know, let it go.
Well, I get that he wouldn't want to fight, but I don't know why he wants to beat up the... well, it says he beats up the Gatlin brothers.
Well, they're bothering his girlfriend, you know.
But, you know, you would think... it's a Kenny Rogers song, so it's confusing to me why he would use the Gatlin brothers' name.
Well... yeah, I don't know that, but that's what the song was basically about.
So Tommy says he
there was a movie about it, too.
Oh, of Coward of the County?
Yeah.
So Becky makes Tommy promise that he won't fight, but then somehow the Gatlin brothers come in and assault her, so Tommy beats up all the Gatlin brothers.
Yeah, I think there was a movie or something with that in it.
Well, that's very interesting. I'll have to see if that one's out there. I'd never heard that Kenny Rogers song.
Yeah, it's a pretty popular one.
I'll have to look it up. Well, thanks for calling.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye. All right. Well, that helps with our last question, which was very interesting. But which country legend died in a plane crash at the age of 30 on March 5th, 1963? Go ahead, caller. Go ahead, caller.
Patsy Cline.
Patsy Cline. Now, what was Patsy Cline's big hit?
Oh, she started out with Walking After Midnight back in 57. She had probably 30 big hits, you know.
I did not know she... I knew she died young, but I did not realize it was in a plane crash.
Yeah.
Boy, that's...
Her and... there were three of them... Hawkshaw Hawkins was one of the others, and there was another pretty popular singer at the same time. And her pilot, who was, I think, her manager. There was four of them in the plane, and I think it was in a, you know, they flew in foggy weather.
You know, that the same thing, you know, with what was it, Buddy Holly and Richie Valens? And,
right, yeah, the Big Bopper also.
The Big Bopper.
That was back in 59.
This seems to happen so often in those days.
Yeah, that's typical country and western. They travel a lot, you know. They go everywhere back then, especially, you know, and played bars and in small places. Try to get popularity.
You know, I was trying to think the other day, who is the person who gave up their seat on that Buddy Holly plane?
Waylon Jennings.
Was it Waylon Jennings?
Yep.
Yeah, I remember somebody gave up their seat and ended up, you know, obviously not dying in that horrible crash.
Oh,
ball.
Yeah.
Well, hey,
yeah.
Ernie, I thank you for thank You're you welcome. For calling.
Yep.
Bye-bye. Yes, it was Patsy Cline. Another tragedy in the country music world about 10 years after Hank Williams died on his way to Ohio. Which country legend died in a plane crash at the age of 30 on March 5th, 1963? It was Patsy Cline. All right, let's go to question number 17 here. Which singer... here we go now. More titles. Which singer, known as the First Lady of Country Music, is best known for the song Stand By Your Man? How about that? Which singer, known as the First Lady of Country Music, is best known for her song Stand By Your Man? I wonder who gives these titles out. The King of Country, the First Lady of Country Music. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Which singer known as the First Lady of Country Music is best known for the song Stand By Your Man? 740-383-9944. Phone lines are open here this morning. Another interesting title. Go ahead, caller.
I wonder who...
I got here on the line.
Not Loretta Lynn. Good guess, though. Not Loretta Lynn. Bob got in there that time, but not with the correct answer, unfortunately. 740-383-9944. Who's the first lady of country music with Stand By Your Man? Go ahead, caller.
It's me again. It was Tammy Wynette.
Tammy Wynette. Yeah. Now, first lady of country music. Now, would you buy that for her?
No, I would think Loretta Lynn would be.
Loretta Lynn. Now, was there? What about now? Patsy Cline and now she would have predated Loretta Lynn, wouldn't she have?
She was a friend of Loretta Lynn's.
Oh, really?
Loretta had twin daughters, and she named one of them after Patsy Cline.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting.
She's got twin daughters named Peggy and Patsy, and one was named after Patsy Cline.
Now, is Tammy Wynette still alive, isn't she?
No. She died.
Oh, she did die.
She's been dead, I say, 10 years.
Hmm.
I'm not for sure, because I don't have a computer or anything, so I just, from my memory...
You know, that's interesting, because a lot of people found that song... not good. Stand By Your Man. I don't know.
Well, you gotta listen to the words. It's true.
Yeah. Well, I'll have to listen to that again, because I know a lot of people took offense with that at one point.
Yeah. I think when
Bill had went out on her, she said she wasn't going to be like Tammy Wynette.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Thanks,
all right.
Scott.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. Yeah, that song did take some heat, if I remember right. But, you know, we're getting some commentary here on the Stand By Your Man. Apparently that song strikes a nerve with a lot of people. All right, Phyllis gets that one right. Let's go on to question number 18 here on our country music extravaganza here this morning. Which influential star had several stints in juvenile detention centers when growing up, as well as spending time in San Quentin Prison from 1958 to 1960 before turning his life around and finding success in country music? I'd never heard about this. How about this one here? Which influential star had several stints in juvenile detention centers when growing up, as well as spending time in San Quentin Prison from 1958 to 1960 before turning his life around and finding success in country music? Who would that have been? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Who knew about that? Go ahead, caller.
Merle Haggard.
Merle Haggard. Boy, I'll tell you, I did not know that. That's a fascinating story.
Yeah, it is. He was, he happened to be in the show at Folsom Prison, I think, or San Quentin when Johnny Cash gave a performance there.
Is that, now,
girl named Sue, I think he sang first place, one of the first places he sang it at San Quentin.
Now, do you remember why Merle Haggard was at San Quentin?
Attempted hold up, you know, at some store with a gun, and he was caught, or I don't know, I think maybe even before he held it up, but...
That's a fascinating story because his country music career started after this.
Right.
That is very interesting.
Yeah.
Well, hey,
I think Ronald Reagan pardoned him.
Oh, did he?
Yep.
Oh, good. Well, I'm glad to hear, because that would have been a felony.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that he would have ended up. He just died recently, didn't he?
It's been at least a year ago, I would guess, or maybe 2 years ago now.
Mm. Yep. Well, it's glad he was able to turn... See, that just goes to show you, even in a felony situation...
Totally turned himself around.
You can turn it around. There's always a second act.
Yep.
Yep, thank you.
Sure.
All right, yes, Merle Haggard spent some time in... the Gray Bar Hotel, San Quentin Prison, and also did some stints in juvenile detention centers when he was younger. That's interesting. I had never heard that before. All right. Question number 19. In 2007, which singer released a collaborative album called Raising Sand with Robert Plant of Led Zeppelin fame? How about that one? Now, there's a difficult one for you. Question number 19. In 2007, which singer released a collaborative album called Raising Sand with Robert Plant of Led Zeppelin fame? Does anybody know that? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Let's see here. Today we've got, this is question number 19 of 20. We've got Lee, Ryan, Mary, Sharon, Ernie, Brenda, Jody, Pat, Phyllis, Sarah, Mark in the contest already. So, a lot of answers here this morning. But apparently no answers here to question number 19. In 2007, which singer released a collaborative album called Raising Sand with Robert Plant of Led Zeppelin fame? 740-383-9944. A little bit of a difficult question here as we head into the home stretch. Now remember, tomorrow morning during this show from 8 to 10 a.m., we'll draw one of these names out. There'll be a prize, something you cannot purchase in Marion. And if you want the prize, you can have it. And if you don't want the prize, we will draw another name out. And we'll do this every so often because we have three prizes here that we do want to give away. 740-383-9944. Kind of a difficult question here, apparently. You know, the more recent these questions get, the more difficult they get. In 2007, which singer released a collaborative album called Raising Sand with Robert Plant of Led Zeppelin fame? 740-383-9944 on the old country music quiz here today. Go ahead, caller.
The answer to that's Alison Krauss.
Alison Krauss. Now, do you remember when she did this?
Nope.
No. Did you Google this one?
I cheated.
You did. You Googled up. You Googled up. So is this a Pat again?
Yep.
All right, Pat. Got
don't
you
put
down.
My name, don't put my name in again.
Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye. Later. All right. Well, we got that one. So now we're down to the final question today in the country music quiz. So here we go. Which two, now see, this is an easy, isn't it interesting? We'll end on an easy one here. Which two country stars had a massive worldwide hit in 1983 with the Bee Gees penned song Islands in the Stream? The two country stars. Which two country stars had a massive worldwide hit in 1983 with the Bee Gees penned song Islands in the Stream? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Does anybody know the answer? The two big country stars. It was a massive worldwide hit in 1983. The Bee Gees wrote this song, Islands in the Stream. But these two country stars made it very, very popular. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Kenny Rogers and Dolly Parton.
Kenny Rogers and Dolly Parton. You have
and
got...
That's for Bob.
Oh, that's for Bob.
That's for Bob.
You're getting Bob in on this.
I'm getting Bob in on this.
Now, why do you think that song, because it does have mass appeal, what is it about that song?
Well, you take two of country's most popular singers and put them together. They're good to begin with. And they just did it, you know?
Well, they really did. They nailed that particular song. And I'm trying to think off the top of my head of any other duets that had that kind of popularity. I know that Loretta Lynn did some with Conway Twitty, but I don't think they had that kind of popularity.
No, not really, because you know, like I said, you're talking, and I want to also add to anybody who's never caught the country music history story on PBS. I would think most people by now have caught that. Oh, that is outstanding if you want to learn a lot and just be highly entertained.
Well, you know what I found? Country music has a very unique history. You know, last year I had the chance to go to both the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and the Country Music Hall of Fame and the Grand Ole Opry. And what I found is, you know, music we just think of as something that plays in the car. And I wish that a lot of these music stations that just play song after song after song gave the history of some of this music, because after going to these two Hall of Fames and seeing the exhibits and so on and so forth, you know, there's a very rich history there.
Oh, of course, and I think that's why I was just, I just loved that so much when they came out. I can't remember the name of the guy did it. I believe he was on the Country Music Awards, you know, he was honored and all that sort of stuff. But it's just so entertaining, and they go way back, and if you didn't know anything about country music stars, you would after you watched this entire series.
Now,
so like Johnny and June and you know, all that sort of stuff.
Now, would you call Tammy Wynette the queen of country music? Because I think she would have...
I always loved her.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think she was very popular, and I think, you know, Dolly Parton is very popular, and I think Loretta Lynn is probably very popular, but I don't think, you know, for the Queen and the King and all that, it's kind of weird to me that you would have somebody who's popular in the 60s and 70s, and then you would have somebody who's popular in the 80s and the 90s, when you have these people who were there at the beginning. I think those would be the king and queen.
I think it was the sort of music, because, you know, there's people nowadays that don't find the current style anywhere near what it was back in those days. And so a lot of that had to do from the very beginning.
You know,
but, you know.
In the beginning, I would think that if you were going to go with a king, you probably would have to go with Hank Williams.
Yeah, I guess. But
I guess since he died so young, do we know why? Did that documentary tell us why he died at 29 on his way to Ohio?
No, if it did, I've forgotten, Scott, because there's just so much in it. I need to watch it entirely again. Some things I retained, but other things I didn't, because I didn't know some of these people that well to begin with. But it certainly was entertaining to me, and just getting into really appreciating country music, all the different things you learn from watching it. So anybody ever gets a chance, try to watch that.
You know, I knew he had died rather young, but mm-hmm. I did not know he was on his way to Ohio, which I think's interesting. And, you know, on his way... That's weird, because, I mean, was it a car crash? Was it a, as somebody said earlier, a drug overdose? Was it, I wonder, I mean, how do you die on the way?
Oh, car crash to begin with, but it may have involved drugs, I don't know. But look how many people have died in airplane crashes. John Denver, Ricky Nelson, so many we have lost when they were going from one place to another, you know, to entertain.
Well, I think it's these little private planes, because you don't usually hear of them dying in commercial flights.
But the private ones, chances are those ones they were taking, because they were more available at the time, or they were less expensive, and you could hop around in them.
Yeah, I, you know, country music is, it's a fascinating topic, and I think we had a lot of fun with it today, but there are many layers of this, because, you know, as I said, 1940, when radio came to town here, it was the Chuck Wagon Pals that were the most popular show on radio in Marion, and that was nothing but a country music band.
But, yeah, I just, you know, think that if you get a chance, watch that entire, not episode, but documentary, so to speak, and it will teach you things if you don't know, and you can, if you do know all these people, you can appreciate it being all in one program. So.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. All right, if anybody else would like to call in before the show's over this morning, we got a little bit of time left here, 740-383-9944. And this morning, our entries are Lee, Ryan, Mary, Sharon, Ernie, Brenda, Jody, Pat, Phyllis, Sarah, Mark, and Bob put in at the very in there by our friend Sharon. So 740-383-9944. Does anybody know why Hank Williams died? Does anybody have a definitive answer on this? Died on his way to Ohio in 1953. Give us a buzz. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Hi, Scott.
Hey.
Yeah, I think it was a heart attack precipitated probably by drug use.
Really? So he just on the car? What was he flying?
You know, they was going from probably going from Nashville. I think he was going to Youngstown, and to do a New Year's Day show. And he was in the back seat of his Cadillac. You know, he had a driver, and you know, just their lifestyle.
In that, at 29 years old, isn't that something?
Oh yeah.
My goodness.
Always remember that day because my I had a cousin born on that day also.
Oh, 1953, yeah.
Yeah, the first baby in Marion in 1953.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
My goodness. Well, hey, thanks for the information.
Sure.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, the Hank Williams story, I think, is quite fascinating. Don't forget Adam the Computer Guy today from 2:10 to 3 p.m., and then Voice of a People with Linda Sims from 4:10 to 5 p.m. today. And again, I'll be back tomorrow morning from 8:10 till 10 a.m., and we will try to go over, well, we'll draw a name out. And you'll get to see what your prize is tomorrow morning. Also, the vaccination clinic today over at the fairgrounds, 2 to 4. Go ahead, caller.
You know, when I was listening to the radio years ago, when they played music, they would almost always tell you the name of the song and the artist. But when you listen to radio anymore, they very seldom ever do that.
No, you know, and I think it's because they don't have DJs in the booth anymore, and a lot of times they don't play the older music. There's a whole catalog of people like Hank Williams and Patsy Cline and Tammy Wynette and Dolly Parton's early stuff and Porter Wagoner and Johnny Cash. They don't play their stuff anymore. They play the stuff that's been out in the last 10 to 15 years, and that's about it.
Yeah, the new songs, they don't tell you who it is, and it's also like TV shows. It used to be, you know, like Andy Griffith and Perry Mason. I just got done watching that. At the end of it, they would always tell you, you know, who played in it, you know, who the makeup artist was, blah, 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 producer. You know, on TV shows anymore, they don't say that no more.
No, it's kind of become a bygone thing, and I'm not really sure what drove that, but it's very
unfortunate. But I like that because, you know, sometimes you get the, you see somebody in there, well, who is that, you know? And at the end of the show, you know, you know, that was Tom that played him, you know?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, hey.
I kind of miss that.
Yeah. Well, thanks for calling. All right, don't forget vaccination clinic over at the Coliseum today, 2 to 4 p.m. Absolutely free, no appointment needed. It's the one-shot Johnson & Johnson vaccination. We'll do our big drawing tomorrow morning, 8 to 10 a.m. We'll see what you won. And for this day, enjoy it. This is Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
I could really, really help this guy out, but I have to tell you something. I am not going to help him because he's not helping me. And I'm a very nice guy, but he is not being nice to me.
Well, Donald, that was on my list of things to ask you about because
I had to get right to it because I just cannot get over that he's doing this. It makes no sense.